Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
J.B. Van Hollen.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure meeting you. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
J.B. Van Hollen was the first candidate to arrive at a recent debate in Madison and the first to start shaking hands with those in the audience. This particular event was held at a church with a largely African-American congregation in a city that votes solidly Democrat. Van Hollen says people here probably immediately look at him suspiciously because he's a Republican, but he tells a black police officer that they don't realize he once lived in an apartment complex right across the street.
They're good experiences. You know, I came from northwestern Wisconsin, where the only minority was Native Americans. I didn't go to school with any black people. I didn't, socialize. There were no opportunity to. And so to move down here and then immediately get to live with a diverse group of people was a great experience.
Van Hollen says he enjoys this kind of face-to-face campaigning. Some political observers say it may be his biggest selling point in a race where he otherwise shares similar ideas with his primary opponent, Waukesha County District Attorney Paul Bucher. Republican Owen Robinson runs the weblog bootsandsabers.com. Robinson prefers either GOP candidate to the Democrats in this race, but decided to endorse Van Hollen because he thinks his chances are better this fall.
A lot of it will come down to name recognition and likability. And I think that at the general election level, Van Hollen will have the more resources to get his name ID up where it needs to be, and also the likability factor. I think Bucher, because he does have that pit bull mentality, it may be great as a prosecutor, but not necessarily as a politician.
Van Hollen himself has played the largest role in building up a campaign war chest. He says he's now loaned his campaign a total of $700,000. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says he thinks Van Hollen probably needed that money.
He's not from the fairly affluent Milwaukee suburban area, which Paul Bucher obviously is. It means it's harder to raise money, if you don't have that kind of a base. I don't think the voters would hold that against him because he's using his own money for it. It's just an investment in his own future.
Funding and style aside, Robinson says there are other reasons he likes Van Hollen. He calls him the more conservative of the two candidates, especially on issues like allowing roadside sobriety checkpoints. Bucher favors him. Van Hollen does not. He says there's no evidence they work, and they go against his core principles.
That's a big government position. That's a big government program. That's not the conservative limited government philosophy that you would expect from a Republican.
Van Hollen says there are other issues where he's more conservative. He points to his endorsements from the National Rifle Association and Pro-Life Wisconsin. And he criticizes Bucher's idea of raising the fees criminals are supposed to pay in order to fund more analysts at the state's crime lab, with the ultimate goal of reducing the state's DNA testing backlog. Van Hollen says the State Department of Justice should be able to add the analysts within its existing budget.
My primary opponent has a lot of ideas, but all of them come with a price tag. And we just don't have the ability to fund all of these major initiatives unless we can create efficiencies on the inside, something I've proven an ability to do.
Van Hollen says his other priorities as Attorney General will be fighting violent crime in Milwaukee and fighting methamphetamines in rural Wisconsin. He says he'd also take a more active role in fighting terrorism, and claimed earlier this year that terrorists were training in Wisconsin. And while he has to appeal to Republican voters in next week's primary, Van Hollen says his biggest selling point to independent voters would be his nonpartisan approach to running the Attorney General's office. He says he'll support the law if elected, whether he agrees with it or not. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.